I'd just like the court to know, as well as everybody at home, since this is being broadcasted for whatever reasons, that I did have on a turtle suit and it Velcros and it wasn't on properly and it didn't fit properly and the Velcros were not on good because they don't stick because they've been used for so many years by so many different people and I was not masturbating at all in front of her, period.
Warning, the disclaimer is nearby, looking through your windows, watching what you do, reading your web browser history, and judging you. If you are a public figure, aspiring politician, or have a career, then you should disconnect now. In fact, no one should listen to this, ever. The disclaimer will inform you that you might be subjected to foul language, poor taste, and unqualified legal advice, and a general lack of manners in the audio that immediately follows. The disclaimer. The disclaimer has been living in your crawlspace for the last few days, and it knows. You better believe it knows. And now for your host, a man who knows exactly how much McDonald's you can eat before a stomach pump is mandatory, RU486.
Thank you, Morps. That would make it Saturday, Sunday, and this is the I Have Nothing Show. I'm RU486, and in the big chair tonight is Madman, and BSV is down beside him, and Morps is a panel operator, as he pretends to be. That disclaimer is getting creepy, dude. It really is. Oh, man. All right. If you're listening to this live, it means you've been kicked off YouTube, or you don't even know what YouTube is, and no one cares. I'm fluffing up another intro, because it is Saturday, Sunday. Madman, what's been going on in the news this week?
Well, we're going to start out across the pond. This comes from the Daily Beast. Medieval sex cult at the center of a German crossbow murder mystery.
Not enough cocaine. Just not enough fucking cocaine.
Police now say a German sex guru specializing in medieval bondage directed lesbian sex slaves in a bizarre murder-suicide.
Where are these groups when I was a kid?
I don't know. But this one was based out of this. Oh, it doesn't even. It's a weird, bizarre. Okay. I was going to move this into the name of the shop, but it doesn't start out that way. The storefront window of Torsten's Wes's Medieval Fetish Shop. Okay, that's where the group was, are you?
God, and they were
probably operating when you were a kid. Hunchenberg, Germany, is adorned with a mannequin splattered with fake blood sitting open-legged on the counter with a periwinkle blue rope tied several times around her waist and neck and wrist. Thick silver chains are draped across her shoulders like suspenders. A stained blindfold is pushed up above her eyes. The store offers a resplendent assortment of ancient weapons, like longbows, spears, battle axes, alongside Knight Templar flags, and offers medieval. You can learn to joust. Medieval jousting reenactment classes.
So is this just
fairly certain that's a metaphor?
This is just a Cavells for perverts, isn't it?
It sounds that way. So, Wessis is 53, so knowing about how old you are, when you were younger and dumb, this place was up and running and a fetish medieval shop.
Wow. The only reason this story came up this a couple of weeks ago, some of these stories won't be fresh, people. These are holdovers from a couple of weeks ago. And I don't give a fuck. Direct all complaints to Madman. He'll give you the email after the show. Yeah, I saw this. There was like two people killed with crossbow. And then another two people the next week. And then it turns out it's a creepy Caval sex dungeon for fucking freaks. All right, what else we got in that, well, Madman? Anything else?
There was a GIF that was floating around for a while of like a mother was walking in to check on her son. And, you know, of course, the captions were like, hey, I think you're getting a little too into Dark Souls or whatever it was. And, you know, they opened the door and the kid's sitting on the bed in full Crusader armor, helmet, full tabard, all of it, reading the Bible. And you can, you know, the camera just backs away slowly. And I'm trying to find it because it would be the perfect accent to this article, and I can't.
Great. To Constantinople, we must free it.
BSV, right. You had something to say before I go on?
Lost a chain of thought. Just medieval weaponry in that and sex dungeon. That.
Oh, it gets a bit more. Yeah, this is an eclectic store. It offers things for all peoples.
Go ahead.
Wes 53 was the tattoo and pierced owner of the shop. They also offer tattoos and piercings.
Cavell's doesn't do that.
Police say he once owned a dog that used to maul and bite other canines to death. So a dog fighting, possibly.
Wow. Fuck, he's a sex pervert monster.
Last week, now this is a bit dated, as are you said, so 2 weeks ago, Saturday, Wes was found dead with crossbow bolts. Multiple bolts. These things need to be reloaded, and it's not like a gun. It takes a minute.
Well, that's why you have multiple crossbows.
That could be a possibility. The story does not go into enough detail to negate that. So it might have been multiple crossbows. But was found dead with multiple crossbow bolts piercing his neck and skull on a double bed on the second floor of a quaint B&B in a picturesque Bulgarian town of Passu. Passau. So a bed and breakfast, that was probably going to be cheap. May get a discount if you ask for the crossbow bed.
Maybe they're just reenacting a Game of Thrones or some shit like that.
Nope, he would have been shot in the crapper.
You know, there are times, a lot of people, you know, they're always on about, oh, don't kink shame. Don't kink. There are times when kink shaming is appropriate. I think this would be one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I know, killing is not a kink.
Sure, it is. Where do you think snuff films come from?
Well, 33-year-old Kirsten Elders would argue with you. She was found also in bed with similar injuries.
I think we just broke BSV.
He's going to get his crossbow, dude. I'd fucking worry. I would really worry.
On the floor in front of the bed.
To use more modern weaponry.
12-gauge. So, on the floor in front of the bed, in a pool of her own blood, was 30-year-old Fiera Caspera. Supposedly, she was the murderer of the first two.
So is this
wow?
Other than the more dramatic presentation, I wonder if this is any different than those people who accidentally hang themselves doing the whole
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, that. I mean, that's fucked up too.
But it's
pretty kind of the same thing, except methods of death is a bit different. And in this case, Wes, the dude, ordered Farina to commit the murder. She's the submissive in the relationship, and he was the dom.
I think they misunderstood what those roles were supposed to mean. If you're the one getting shot,
Doms get off by exerting control, and how much more control can you have over someone than ordering them to commit murder and kill yourself? Now, he probably wasn't alive to get his rocks off on her gutting herself, but he may have enjoyed the crossbows piercing him, depending on which one hit him first.
Can we go back to talking about homicidal dogs?
Neck, my dog. I don't choose the stories. I just read and comment on them.
Holy fuck. Yeah, baby. You know what I want you to do? Take that 16th century crossbow and fire it at me while I whack it. Yeah. Jesus, man. How do you fuck?
I what think you just gave us a demonstration.
I have nothing, man.
You probably wonder, how do we know this? And how awesome are the police to figure out all of these details?
God, it gets worse.
Kind of. Wes and Elders left their wills at their side.
Well, at least they were planning ahead.
Yeah, if anything, I'll give them that one.
And presumably doing this is wrong to make their motives clear.
In so many ways, doing it wrong.
Damn. What has the EU done? Creating monsters. That is one fucked up story.
Investigators suspect that they're all members of a kind of sex circle with a focus on the Middle Ages. This is according to RTL.
Those are called cults.
Well, Wes may have been the sex guru, may have been the guru of the group.
What if he had that on his business card? Sex guru.
Doesn't have on his card, will be murdered by crossbow.
I'm just thinking, how many callbacks are you going to get if you put that on your LinkedIn profile?
Like, yeah, I always wondered how you get into something like this. Hey, it's got to be introduced to it by a friend.
Yeah, it's got to be like, know a guy who knows a guy, and then they're like, hey, I think you'd really enjoy this. And then, you know, 2 months later, you're shooting some poor asshole with a crossbow. So...
Wow. Yeah, it's just...
I mean, it's just like people getting pulled into D&D. You know a guy who knows a guy, and then the next thing you know, you're in a strange basement looking at people, you know, who don't bathe very often.
The smell. I'm thinking the smell is the same both circles. Creepy sex bolt fucking death and D&D.
Well, if it ever gets to the grid paper sex, you know to back away.
Oh, dude. If you're rolling for critical save during sex, you're doing it wrong. All right, let's rocket snail down the track.
Oh, there are more bodies attached to this.
Are we doing okay? Let's go. Keep going.
No, we're going to rocket snail past it, but there are 5 bodies racked up with this. And multiple locations moves on to a farm as well. The details are unimportant because it's pretty much the same shit we've already laughed about.
Yeah, I'm just... All right, creepy sex bolt cults. Stay out of them.
Hey, yeah, we figured out where the disclaimer's been. He's been in Germany.
DP View, you're right. This is a Friday in Germany. And as proof, look up Rammstein's Mein Part and the inspiration behind that song. I've got the IRC open as well, guys.
All right, let's do another one.
Let's hop across the pond to something slightly less grotesque, but still involving Germany. The use of Nazi quotes in Highland Park High School yearbooks halts its distribution. Hitler still contributing to our society 75 years after his death.
So was this intentional Nazi quotes, or like what I used to do to you guys, where I'd pull out some quote that I knew you would agree with and be like, yeah, who said that? Yeah, the bad guy from Star Trek.
kind of the bad guy from Star Trek.
And so they just didn't realize what they were quoting.
I think that...
Okay.
Oh, it's recording again. I'll just have to splice the files together before I upload it.
I know where it ended.
My bad. I don't know what I did. Eh. It stopped recording. So hopefully we didn't lose very much.
Start that story again then, Madman.
Okay.
Professionals.
Use of Nazi quotes in Highland Park school yearbook halts its distribution.
So is this unintentional Nazi quoting, or is this like intentional Nazi quoting? Because I see one of those being a lot easier to do.
I think the students did it intentionally, but I don't think it was as much pro-Nazi or anti-Semitic as it was nihilistic and kind of, how do I phrase this? A commentary on today's society, or at least today's news. So let me just go ahead and find the quote, and you can kind of judge for yourself. The is quote that's go ahead, are you?
I was going to say, is it like we need to secure the white race or some shit like that?
No. It's a quote that is attributed to Adolf Hitler and to Joseph Goebbels. And I say attributed because we don't actually know for certain that they said it, but several people have quoted them saying it, so it's attributed to them. And the quote is, if you tell a big enough lie and you tell it often enough, it will be believed.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Now, in the yearbook, it didn't give the attribution of the quote. It was just, here's the quote. But it doesn't say Hitler or Goebbels.
I thought it was Goebbels because he was the propaganda campaign.
I think I've always heard that one attributed to Goebbels.
Yeah.
Well, the article is giving both of them credit. And like I said, it's associated with Adolf Hitler and attributed to one or both of them.
It's not wrong.
This article.
It's of stuff you can quote from Hitler and all that, that's not that bad. So because Hitler said we can't put any words Hitler ever said down to word nowadays.
He said for the Olympics. Why are we still doing the Olympics?
Yeah, that's. I'm with you, Mammon. Morps. I reckon this may be the last Olympics, though.
Oh yeah,
the one coming up.
Well,
yeah, dude, it's gonna be great.
Principal Deborah Finn states, these quotes do not align with our mission and values and have no place in our learning community. We actually work to eliminate hate speech and anti-Semitism in all of our learning spaces.
But that specific statement has nothing to do with hate speech.
No, it's about media manipulation.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to give them... I mean, these are seniors, so they are starting to hopefully learn to think and hopefully think critically. It could be a commentary on the state of media today. And it could be said by either side of the political spectrum if you look at what we've going on about for the last 2-3 years.
I would say they're 100% correct. But that's just me.
I think they're being a bit social justice.
Oh, I totally think they are.
This isn't the only school that's actually going through this, though. In Green Bay, Wisconsin, they've also done a stop on a yearbook production. And this one, I think 4chan has to do with.
Oh, the hacker.
The hacker 4chan's. Board members of Oak Park River Forest School District 200 voted earlier this week to reprint a high school yearbook because several students were doing the OK symbol upside down in the yearbook.
That would be the circle game then, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yes, it would be. And apparently this is white supremacist. Although the students that were participating were of, they're saying all genders, but there are only two of those. various races, ethnic groups, and grades.
Yeah, so it was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
God damn it. Why can't things just be funny?
But this is a white supremacist symbol, according to the Anti-Defamation League. The cost to reprint yearbooks, and this should give everyone a bit of the shits, $53,794.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you can go get one of those self-publishing websites and do it a hell of a lot cheaper than that.
That's what I would be
that,
thinking.
That price is cranked up just because it's for yearbooks. You know it is.
Yep.
Man, imagine what that sort of money could do for, say, some sort of special after-school program.
Or it just using it to pay the fucking teachers.
Yeah, that would pay a teacher's salary for a year. For kids behind or something like that, you know, reading. Yeah,
that's
a waste
one
of
the newer
money.
Teachers.
Yo, that's just a waste. Like, especially over a joke that probably only one person was offended, and then they had to explain it to a whole fucking bunch of teachers who had no idea what this fucking lunatic was talking about. But Sarah's just such a big fucking feminist buzzkill that we have to do what she says for fear of our fucking jobs and being called a fucking white supremacist.
Sorry, I'm white!
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm male! Why?
Sorry, I like vagina!
I'm a monster!
Well, as far as the quotes that killed the earlier yearbook, this made it through the editorial process. They had a committee review the quotes just to make sure nothing offensive was in them.
Whoops.
Here's my solution. Instead of reprinting them at the cost of $50,000, the people that don't like the quote, we have this thing called a marker. We just go through and mark over the quote.
Just censor your yearbook for you.
Yeah, they could have put a "It's okay to be white" sticker over the top. And no one would have been offended then. Hey, Darigan, you're onto something, BSB. Even if you just put like a black sticker over the top of it. You know, those who want to, you know, not have any sort of position in society later on down the track. And, yeah, just thinking these poor kids, they've actually dodged a bullet if this social justice shit keeps going. And one of these kids runs for office, they'll have a Kavanaugh on his hands.
Oh,
we
no.
We just found out he went to the school where they had a Nazi quote in the yearbook. Yeah, I didn't have anything to do with the Nazi quote in the yearbook. But you went to that school, so you must be a horrible person.
You must be a Nazi.
If there's a D next to his name, it'll last 2 weeks and no one will care.
Yeah.
You're right. You're not wrong. I'm just laughing.
The Virginia governor lasted 2 weeks and people stopped caring.
I wish he had a moonwalk, though. That would have been fucking great.
Oh, that would have been fucking amazing. Only if his wife wasn't there. Women ruin everything except for sex.
I don't know.
Are you gay?
No.
Women ruin everything except for sex. They can also ruin sex, but generally they're required for sex.
There you go. Wow, that's some pretty fucked up shit. We are definitely living in clown time, man.
Okay, DPUVU apparently agrees with RU. Women definitely ruin sex. Okay.
it's all the screaming and who are you and why are you in my bedroom?
Exactly.
Shouts. I mean,
help,
it just
help. Stop. Why are you in my house? You're not my Uber driver. This is not a Lyft car.
Good news. I'm also your Uber driver.
What's even better is I realized just how fucked up that joke was right after I said it. That's all right.
Glad I know. Oh, to see that we recurred in more stuff to keep us out of any political office.
This is why we use pseudonyms.
Oh, damn it! I'm being outvoted by everyone.
And in saying that, BSV, if I did run for political office and this did come out, I'd fucking own it. I would encourage every one of them to go and listen to exactly what sort of person I am. And then you can vote on it.
Well, are you? According to this next story, a Mississippi State Rep Republican, Douglas McLeod, also agrees with you that women may ruin sex.
All right, let's investigate.
The way I know this is... Drunk Mississippi lawmaker, 58-year-old, is arrested for punching his wife in the face and leaving her with a bloody nose because she didn't undress quickly enough for sex.
It was this... Exactly, man. What, did the striptease last for 2 fucking days or some shit?
This is one of those guys who's really used to clicking ahead on Pornhub, and when he figured out he couldn't do it in real life, he just got frustrated.
Your fist is not the clicker of your mouse.
What kind of mouse are you using, BSV?
I'm using the feminine kind.
I don't punch my mouse to click on stuff.
Well, this comes from the Daily Mail. Last Sunday, Douglas was arrested. He was arrested on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge for punching his wife in the face and leaving her with a bloody nose. He allegedly hit her after she didn't undress quickly enough for sex. Deputies arrived at his front door on Saturday. So I guess this was pretty late because he was arrested the next day. And found him inebriated with an alcoholic beverage in his hand.
Good man.
Still drinking.
Good man.
Deputies found blood on the couple's bed and on the floor of the same room. His wife was found in another room of the home, frightened and shaking with another woman.
Oh, I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to see a crossbow in the picture.
There could be. I mean, it's not a German name, but his wife could have been. McLeod
was he wearing a metal gauntlet when the police showed up?
Not when the police showed up, but he may have when he punched his wife.
Well, I mean, how hard did he hit her to, like, really get her bleeding that bad, you know? Usually when you punch somebody...
It doesn't take a lot to bust somebody's nose.
Well, yeah. I guess I was going to say, normally you punch somebody, they get a bruise or a black eye, but, I mean, to get blood all over the bed? I mean, fuck.
Square on the nose, you can get some blood out without a whole lot of force.
Yeah. And if she's worried more of getting away than holding the blood from going everywhere, probably would make a bit of a mess.
Sure.
And this shows he's from the States. He was booked and released from jail on $1,000 signature bond.
Oh, fuck off. Really?
Yep.
Really? That's how your justice system wants to roll with this?
$1,000 signature bond.
Motherfuckers.
It's what? A promise to pay $1,000. He didn't need the cash. The argument is he's a married man, child of three, with ties to the community. He owns a tire and lube shop and is an elected official.
Dude, that's the exact kind of person you want to hold.
He has strong ties to the community. No reason to leave.
No, but that's the reason to fucking hold this guy in prison. Because he has got strong ties in the community. He's community fucking leader. He's been elected by them. You're meant to act with a higher virtue.
This country, you are innocent until proven guilty. The only reason they hold people in prison before trial is if they can't guarantee that you'll show up.
Yeah, I can see where I could be wrong.
I'm sure somebody's going to milkshake this guy. It'll be fine.
Oh, not just milkshake him. I'm fairly certain he's about to be me too. There were two women in that room. And you can now rape your wife in most states. So, yeah, this dude's going to be me too.
Wow. That's some fucked up shit.
I mean, I know a lot of people really enjoyed Breaking Bad, but really you're changing the laws on that guideline?
Oh, man. We should read. I got to start reading these articles, but then again, I shouldn't.
Why not? They're so interesting.
Because I pick them on title alone, man, because I want to hear them. All right. I've had enough of that one punching me fuckface.
But yeah, in a his wife three-way. Quotes, he was just drunk. He was drunk when he just snapped and hit me.
Bitch, you should have got undressed quicker. Tiffany was already fucking naked.
She was still crying, but she was already naked.
Oh, I bet you this guy's a good church going man as well. Like,
doesn't specify. But if we're moving on, we're going to hop back across the pond. Time all to right. Visit some Spain. Everyone loves Spain. This comes from the New York Post. Female squash stars furious after getting vibrators as tournament prizes.
It is current year, my friend.
What legend of a judge decided on the prizes?
A group of champion female squash players slammed the Spanish tournament. They won as... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm misreading this. A group of champion female squash players slammed the Spanish tournament. They won as sexist after being given vibrators as a prize.
You choose female.
Yeah. The incident took place... after the winner of the Austrias, I should have taken, I did take Spanish. I should have learned something when I took Spanish. Austrias Squash Championship 2019. Elisa isn't even that hard. Elizabeth Soto Garriga received her prize along with the runner-up, Olivia. We're not going to say Olivia's two last names because I'm stopping there.
Yeah, just...
The third place winner... Oh, this is crap. They're giving all three of the top three the same prize. Mariana. And the fourth place winner... Oh, so this is a cheap judge. Usually the first place gets a better prize. Got a prize package. The prizes for the four included a Pure Fantasy vibrator from Durex, a waxing set,
oh fuck,
and an electronic exfoliator for their feet. The vibrator is sold as an elegant personal stimulator designed to give you sensual pleasure.
So question, are those things expensive? Because if so, that might have still been a fairly significant prize.
I say, Morse, picture this, man. You're at the peak of like an amateur sport, right? And you're on the podium, fucking American flags, fucking waving, they're playing the anthem and shit, and they hand you a pocket pussy as your prize. You're going to feel a little fucking gypped. You know what I mean? Might as well fuck myself, you know?
Yeah. Be like, I don't know what to make of this. What are you telling me?
Altogether, probably a couple $100.
Yeah. Dude, I don't care who you are. You're going to be a little insulted if you're given a sex toy. Yeah. And you're at the peak of your fucking career.
Well... local radio show. I'm going to skip the Spanish name because they have an English translation. We win with women. So we can already guess where they're coming down on this story. Posted a photo with the prizes and described them as degrading, shocking, harmful, incredibly, but really sad. Now, inconceivable, but really sad. And I don't go with inconceivable because I can conceive of all of these things. I would go with the degrading.
No harm comes from it. Unless you're like whipping another contestant in the face with your fucking prize.
Oh, with your fake dick? We're going to teabag you with my fake dick.
That'd be a hell of a way to start a duel. Instead of the glove.
Yeah, and I take these and we'll have tryouts.
But yeah, degrading and shocking, definitely.
Wow, that's fucked up. Anyone got anything else on that?
Bad jokes about trying to get Madman to Google the cost of vibrators, but other than that...
I'm not looking up the price of sex toys. I do not care. All right, Madman, let's shoot for another one.
The Squash Club organizer says it felt regrettable that the players were agitated by their prizes.
That's almost like somebody left the intern to it and they said, hey, guys, watch this.
Hey, guys, I'm going to say it was a very stimulating prize pool this year.
I'm just imagining whoever's in charge of putting together prizes got drunk and then watched, like, you know, Animal House or Attack Your Revenge of the Nerds or some bullshit
And they would like to assure everyone. At no point was it done from a sexist standpoint.
Oh, no, of course not. No.
We thought they'd enjoy their prize.
Women like exfoliating. Wow. Everything.
Wow. All right, let's do another one.
Oh, we got to get around to men doing other stupid things. So two Texas men die trying to jump a car over an open drawbridge.
Fucking heroes, man. They died like heroes.
So witness says the passenger got out of the car, walks up to the retaining arm, lifts it up, gets back into the car. The car backs up and they ramp the drawbridge.
Was there a boat going underneath it at the time?
Yep.
Awesome.
Did they miss the boat or hit it?
Missed the boat. The drawbridge was closed to allow some barges through.
Somebody does the eyeball, does the math. No, it's fine. I did this in a video game.
Louisiana State Police responded to a single car crash shortly after 2 a.m. at Black Bayou Bridge, about 6 miles south of Lake Charles. Investigators said the bridge was closed to traffic to let boats pass.
Well, if they had taken the spare tire out of their trunk and, you know, the weight set and their suitcases, they might have made the jump.
Wow.
Hey, you can't always Dukes of Hazzard everything. You can always try.
Definitely a hold my beer situation from some good old boys right there. What happened to Jed and Pete? I tried to jump the fucking river.
Where are they now? Well, they're down at the bottom of the river.
Dude, imagine going to the funeral. It'd be fucking snickers and laughs and shit.
Well...
I'm sorry, family of the deceased. We've decided we had to go with a closed casket for the service.
Why is it painted red with fucking... Oh, no, I can't do that.
Why are the stars and bars on that casket?
That's what I was going with. I wasn't going there.
I'm sorry, sir. We know he didn't deserve them. He didn't actually make the jump. But we thought it would be funny anyway.
It's the consolation prize.
God, I hope they played the fucking horns on the fucking hearse on the way out.
But the reason we still went with the stars and bars is we didn't have the stencil for Daisy Duke's car, whom everyone knows never made a jump in its life.
Fuck. If I was a little bit shorter and fatter, I'd dress up like Boss Hogg for the fucking funeral.
You just have everybody looking at you going, poor taste, man. You'd get high fives on the way out, but you'd be...
This is the fucking hot. This is the fucking most funny wake I've ever been to.
But, just as long as they don't reenact the jump with the casket into the grave.
The driver didn't make it out of the car. The passenger did, but still drowned.
Wow. Totally couldn't swim, right? Or he'd broken both of his arms or something.
I was too drunk.
There you go.
Couldn't hold his breath long enough to make it to the surface.
I was going
to
say, if you're too far underwater,
the river.
If you're too far underwater by the time you're down there, oh, especially with undertow and shit like that, yeah, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah. All right, we done that one?
I do believe the Boss Hog finished it off. But a DP view, also same ideas. Dukes of Hazzard did it? No, they didn't. The Dukes of Hazzard would have made the jump.
Damn right, man. All right, let's do another one.
Delta passenger mauled by emotional support dog files lawsuit in U.S.
I love this one.
A man mauled by another passenger's emotional support dog on a U.S. flight is suing Delta Airlines and the other passenger for negligence.
Gee, you fucking think?
Yeah.
The lawsuit filed alleges Marlon Jackson was in the window seat when a dog sitting in the lap of the passenger next to him suddenly attacked his face and pinned him up against the window of the plane.
It's an attack. Where did he attack you? In the face.
In the motherfucking face. Don't shoot me in the kneecap. Don't shoot me in the gut. Shoot me in the fucking face.
Wow.
The June 2017 attack during boarding of the flight from Australia to San Diego. I'm sorry, I can't read anything. Atlanta to San Diego is a cross-country U.S. flight. Emotional support dogs should not exist.
Oh, they should, but they shouldn't be in pit bull form.
They shouldn't be on airplanes.
What kind of dog was it? Was it a pit bull?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is a pit.
I can see why you could want dogs on a plane, but I want that dog to be certified and fucking trained by an organization.
Emotional support dogs aren't support dogs. As far as any certified helper dog, there's the Dogs for Blind People, and there are a couple others. Anything listed as emotional support is, I'm a pansy that doesn't want to leave my pet at home. Why, I'm a crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that really bothers me about it is, so the airline's going to come in, and they're going to set up some really harsh, policies when it comes to service animals, which, I mean, it sounds like are necessary for some of this bullshit. Like, you know, they made me flush my emotional support gerbil down the toilet, or whatever the hell the story was a few years back. But, you know, when you have somebody who's legitimately blind and has a service dog,
that's not an emotional support dog. That dog's not going to be affected by this.
I hope so.
The seizure dogs and stuff like that, they should all be fine. But you don't need an emotional support turkey. Remember that story.
A service animal is different than an emotional support animal. Service animals are certified. Service animals are trained. They get the little orange vests, happy dogs.
You can order those orange vests on Amazon, by the way.
I know. But if anyone says I have an emotional support animal, what they're saying is I don't want to leave my dog in the car.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it's clearly a veteran or someone like that, you know, someone who's served or
Someone who looks like they might actually need an emotional support animal.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than just having, I need my emotional support chihuahua. There were mean comments on Tumblr.
Yeah, you can pick the difference pretty easily. It's the way they act. Imagine that, though, man. Fucking sitting down, dude sits down, fucking dog's looking at you, look at it, bam, it's on your face. Like, fuck me.
I would normally say that's how you dog
itch. Give me the 9-hour flight with a screaming child rather than the fucking dude with a pit bull.
I was going to say, that's how you get the emergency hatch open and your dog thrown out the fucking airplane. I don't care how high you are when that happens.
Man, fuck. No. Your face. Why the face?
It was where the dog could closely attack you. They were sitting down.
Yeah. I was about to say, this is how your dog gets shot or stabbed, but you're on an airplane, so you don't have these items.
Do we still have air marshals?
Not really. Okay. They do exist. They're not on all planes.
I was going to say that I thought the air marshal might have stepped in with a fucking couple of 9mm compliance rounds.
One thing I am opposed to in this story, at least from Delta Airlines, I don't know how big a problem it is, because when I was working in the public sector, I didn't see a lot of... I actually don't recall ever seeing a pit bull being trained as a service dog, but they're banning pit bulls as service dogs.
I would have thought that would have been...
I mean, if the breed's not well-suited for it...
Pit bulls have a bad reputation because of backyard breeding.
Yeah.
But when... Before dogfighting was banned in the U.S., you pretty much had two forms of pit bulls, and neither of them were particularly human aggressive. You had the ones bred as laborers, because pit bulls actually had a function. They pulled carts, and they were guard dogs. So you had people still breeding them just to see how much weight can this dog pull. They do sled pulls. It's still something that can be done in the U.S., so we still breed them for that. And then you had dogs bred for fighting. Well, when they're breeding for fighting, they make them super prey aggressive, and they attack other animals. The idea for prey aggression and human aggression are different. Dogs actually don't see humans as prey. We're a predator species. So... unless you mistreat them, you don't necessarily have a problem, even if they're prey aggressive. But most pit bulls aren't even bred to be prey aggressive, unless, like I said, you're getting them from a backyard breeder, because they're often breeding for dog bites.
See, now I'm thinking of like the worst dog breeds to have like as a service animal. And I think it'd probably be a greyhound.
I don't know, man. I would have to go with a Mexican yipping rat.
Yeah. I think they should stick with what they usually do, which are just any type of herd dog.
Yeah. I think if you can put your dog in a handbag, you don't have a dog. You have a very tiny cock.
But I was just like, you know, it's like, what are the most half-retarded breed you could use as a service dog? And it's just like, yeah, you know, what's it, a Yorkshire Terrier that's about the size of your average rodent? I mean,
any small, blubbering, fucking nasal issue dogs.
Yeah, I would so sue the airline, because the bitch with the emotional support dog's crazy and probably judgment proof.
Yeah. All right, man, let's pick one more and end it up on that.
Ooh.
A couple of good ones there. I'm happy with anything.
We have a choice. We have a woman refused to breed due to climate change, or a dude in jail. I'm not going to read the rest of it because it kills the joke.
All right, BSV's pick today. Which one, BSV?
Queensman or crazy British chick?
Let's go with the crazy British chick.
All right, crazy British chick it is.
British strikers meet. Women who refuse to have children until climate change ends.
And nothing of value was lost.
So does this mean we'll stop hearing from them eventually? Since, as far as I know, climate has always changed.
We've been warming since the last ice age, steadily. So this bitch just isn't going to breed.
Yeah.
So the question is this somebody who we're concerned about breeding? Like, if she's your average blue-haired land whale, it sounds like a good thing?
Brunette, green eyes, not a land whale, but I think she may have waited a little late in life. She looks to be in her 30s. Don't get me wrong, very bangable. You can still have kids in your 30s, but you should really start getting married and banging in your 20s.
Yeah, she stayed on the cock carousel just a little too long. All burnt out.
But, oh, God, why do you have to have a hippie name? Blythe?
Flower Child.
Blythe Papino. I got together with her partner, Joshua, 2 years ago, and she felt this overwhelming urge to create a family with him, she says. I think it was the fifth day of having met him, and I said, I've got to meet your parents. He was like, you're mad.
So, imagine this soft, soy, fucking riddled cock. We're not having children.
If you were devoted to having a family, as soon as you met him, you'd be banging and having kids. Apparently, you're not that devoted to having a family.
Climate change, man. Most important thing in my narrow mind scope.
Why? I imagine this is somebody who just got some bad news from their doctor, discovered that they're probably never going to have any kids, and they were just looking for a way to tell their family. And it's like, I know, I'll say I'm not having kids because of climate change. That'll make me look socially conscious. And, you know, then the news picks up on it and it keeps going. And, you know, at some point they're going to have to reveal, no, they're just, you know, infertile.
It sounds like a cult. That's what it sounds like.
Science.
Like another
one
of these climate. Yeah. Another one of these climate cults.
Well, that one's kind of a dumb story, so we have to comment on this because it's fucking hilarious. Queensman spent 5 months at Rikers Island not knowing his bail was only $1. Is now suing city legal aid lawyers.
So they just never told him that the bail was $1?
No, I'm going on the fact that he's probably illiterate.
Because
you get given a pack when you go into prison. Like when you're just waiting for trial and shit, it tells you everything you need to know before you go to court.
Here's how to keister a blade.
The pocket prison is to be used for certain items only. The pocket prison loading and unloading zone is in yellow.
What did this guy do that bail was only... Yeah, DP Views got it in the chat. What did this guy do that bail was only $1?
Shoplifting. He allegedly stole a coat from a Zora store.
And how long was he in prison?
He was in prison for 5 months. He had trouble getting arrangement. He was kept ditching lawyers. But no one told him that his bail was only $1.
I'm just confused. So, unless the shirt is... Well, jacket is ridiculously overpriced. I didn't know you get thrown in jail for that.
Depending on the price of the coat,
yeah.
In my state, $500 is a felony.
Well, you know,
so
what
if you're grabbing a leather coat or a fur coat, it could hit it.
I almost wonder because there are areas that have laws that where they try to set bail based on what they think the person can afford. So that you're not, like, ruining people's lives because they've been accused of something and they're poor. So I almost wonder if he's in one of those districts where they tried to do, you know, it almost didn't even really matter what he did, but they're looking at the availability of bail, and like, yeah, he's probably not a flight risk, and he has no money, so we'll set bail at $1 and just call it a day. And nobody bothered to tell him.
That's kind of what happened. All right, reading further down in the story, he initially had a hearing. His bail was initially set at $25,000. Now, he had a second hearing. That hearing was on November 21st. Second hearing on November 26th, he wasn't produced in court, and the judge dropped the bail to $1. They were trying to get some people out of jail, like nonviolent offenders. So he was just a shoplifter, and they're like, we need room for people who are out there shooting and stabbing bitches. So $25,000 is a bit excessive. We're dropping it to $1.
It's like, this guy wasn't doing any raping and pillaging. Let's get him out of here.
No one told him. His public defender did not let him know.
Wow. Your level of public defense right there, isn't it? That's fucking tragic, but hey.
Oh, no, it gets even worse.
Oh, God, he got raped, didn't he? He got raped.
Oh, it didn't get quite that bad. 2 days later, he was supposed to be produced again for court. He was not produced. And at that time, the judge said, release him on his own recognizance.
Oh,
so it dropped
didn't...
from $25,000 to $1 to he'll probably come in if we tell him to. Let him out.
Sir, we've reviewed your record, and we realize you're not dumb enough or brave enough to actually be a flight risk. So,
wow, that's fucking two stories of fantastic American justice right there.
Yeah, it seems one thing that helped him out. He was initially arrested because mall security guard stops him and says, you stole this jacket. Couldn't produce the receipt, arrested, hauled off to jail. Now, with a felony, the prosecutors in this state have 144 hours to convene a grand jury and pursue charges. This prosecutor didn't. Now, that doesn't mean that charges can't be pressed. It just means we're not going to hold him in jail.
Wow.
So prosecutor's like, not a big enough case. I've got more important things. And the dude was just never told.
Just fell through the cracks, man.
That's shitty.
Justice system is shitty. Amazing in New York.
Well, good luck, Bill de Blasio, in running for fucking president. You know, if that's the level of shit happening in New York, man, imagine what fucking country it looked like with that clown.
Remind me to always keep the receipt.
Yeah.
I got you a dollar. All right, that's going to call it end for this week of the I Have Nothing show. Quick whip around. And, whoops, you got anything? Any final statements? Any declarations?
I do declare. No, nothing. I got nothing.
All right, BSV, any declarations?
My declaration is a pizza appeared on my desk and I'm going to eat it now.
Sounds good. Madman, thank you as always for reading the news. Do you have any declarations?
I do, but I left them on my desk at work. So you'll hear them next week.
All right, we will be back next week. Hopefully, if I'm not doing something or Madman's not doing something, we should be here. Until then, get the fuck off my lawn.
I love how you just assumed I'm not going to be doing anything.
Dude, I don't need you to do the show. I just need Madman. You're nothing to me. You're less than nothing. We'll be right back.
force, then damage, that's the deal. And if anyone tells you otherwise, you call the press to televise that feelings matter more than fact, so go outside and feel. Heil Hitler!
Wesley.